Good morning and welcome to prayer for the week. Now this prayer for the week, in fact, is not just for our listenership here at Gospel for Grampian. It is to all peoples and it concerns being sure of your future. My name is Rob Rowe and I set up the station of Gospel for Grampian in 2006. And why? I set it up because of a desire to share not only the good things that God has given, but of a wider belief, a wider vision. That vision has grown. That vision is to not only tell the wonderful news of the gospel, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. This, John 3:16, is the central scripture. But there are many other scriptures that refer to the gospel. In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And we then come on to the scripture which is for Gospel for Grampian. And that scripture is the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I've come that they may have life and have it to the full. So there's real promise that whatever this situation, whatever life throws at you, Christ has come that we may have life to the full. But how can we enjoy this life? How can we be sure that what we have read in the Bible actually is relevant today? Relates to each one of us. I believe it does. And I would like to share that with you. Now, the idea of prayer for the week is simply that. As well as giving God's word, it is also about prayer. And how many people have been into a situation and have actually prayed when they didn't necessarily believe before. But prayer seems to be a last-ditch solution. But for us, and certainly for me, prayer is central to what I do. Prayer is about expressing a relationship between myself and God. Though I cannot see God, I know that God lives in me. And he does so through Jesus Christ. John 14, verse 6 again. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Heavenly Father, there are so many people out there who don't yet know your gospel, don't yet understand, haven't grasped, and are going about with out the full understanding. And I can just hear in my mind's eye, Lord, oh yes, we understand. We understand. Why did this have to happen? Why did that have to happen? And Lord God, I could honestly say I would have no answer to them. But Lord, you know, you have an answer. And I ask you right now, open people's minds to the scriptures I have spoken. Open people's minds to the scriptures and prayers that we'll be praying in this program. Let them see, let them experience your gospel, the way that you have placed it on my heart, so that people are able to experience a life to the full. Amen. Now there's a scripture in the Bible which says, for the word For God's word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and judging the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And that is often, and that is why we speak God's word into situations, because it's not us who are necessarily making the judgments. It is God's word that makes the judgment. It is not us who make the judgments, but it is God's word who makes the judgment. God's word does that. God's word has the power to turn people's lives around. God's word has the power to give hope. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. God wants the best for each one of us. He doesn't want anyone to perish because of unbelief or because of their own choices in life, but he wants the best. Each Christian is on a walk with God. Each Christian has accepted certain facts into their lives. Namely, that Christ Jesus came to the earth as a baby. He taught, he performed miracles, and then, greatest of all, he died, but he also rose again from the dead and now lives. We are believing that, and as Jesus has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The only way we can come to know God is through Christ Jesus. And I pray for each one of you that in whatever language you hear this, whichever country that you're in, that you will know truly that God really does love each and every person, no matter where you've been or what you've done, what you're doing, even now. God loves each and every person, and each and every person has a destiny. Each and every person has a role to play in helping and shaping others. Imagine what it would be like if all God's people realized their true heritage and started working together, fully together, from whatever denomination. Unity of response. Three words that God gave me in 2010, but it's about bringing people's lives together. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, you alone right now. I'm asking you, Lord, once again, that you would work in the hearts of your people, so that your people would put aside all the worldly emotions, all the worldly politics, and stand up for what is right. I pray, Lord God, that they would start working together, no matter what denomination they come from, to demonstrate your gospel. Simply that if person has accepted Christ Jesus as Lord and Saviour of their lives. That person has accepted what Christ Jesus did on the cross and has become a new person, has become a person who is saved and has been given a new opportunity to live for Christ, and that on a daily basis. Has been given a relationship with God. Doesn't mean to say they're perfect, but what it does mean to say is that God sees them through the life of his Son, the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. And we're then on a journey with God, with Christ. Help, Lord God, so that people understand and are able to grasp this fact, that no matter who they are, what they've done, some people may say, how can God love me? God can, and he does, and that love is without bound. What we need to do is to accept it. Accept what Christ Jesus did on the cross in our place. And start living for Christ and demonstrating God's love to the whole world. The question is, for those who have accepted Christ Jesus as Lord and Saviour, can you do that? Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to work together? Are you willing to demonstrate the gospel with others, not just from your own denomination, but clearly? Are you willing to go out and proclaim the gospel? For those who don't yet know Christ, even having heard this, are you willing to give God a chance? Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that those who are listening to this have heard. We have spoken the gospel to them. And now, Lord God, we place that in your hands. I pray, Lord God, that you will demonstrate your goodness to people, that they might discover you fully, that they might understand how much you want them to accept you as Lord and Saviour. Please, Lord, give them breakthroughs. Breakthroughs by way of healing from disease or deliverance even from things that they have struggled with. Perhaps it could be gambling. Perhaps it could be other things. Deliverance from alcohol or indeed anything else. Please demonstrate your goodness and your righteousness so that people would truly see that you are God. I'm now going to pray for national economies, particularly the national economy of the United Kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that early figures are showing that the United Kingdom is doing better. Lord God, I pray concerning all the things that are going on in the world, that you will bless the United Kingdom and make the name of the United Kingdom great, so that this country will be a blessing to others. And Lord God, that not only, Lord God, would we meet all the rightful obligations that we have towards Europe, but also, Lord God, that we would pay off the entire national debt and be able to help and lend to other countries, that countries around the world would see, Lord, that you have blessed the United Kingdom. Also, Lord, that no one, no politician or anyone else can ever say, I or we did that. Rather, they would say, the Lord did that. And pray, Lord God, for an end to terrorism in all countries. We pray, Lord God, that countries, instead of warring, instead of corruption, would go and make sure that the people in their countries are well fed and enabled to live life to the full. And I pray, Lord God, for the elections in Kenya just at the moment. Lord God, that there would be no rigging of votes, but it would be fair and totally democratic. And that the result at the end will be totally democratic. Have your will in that election. Have your will in all elections. Have your will in all countries throughout the world. Have your will in people's lives. To finish off, God's word brings many promises. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper, not to harm, plans to give you hope and a future. This is but one of the scriptures in the Bible. Why not go and read that? You'll be challenged. You'll be blessed. Keep in mind that God's word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, and judging the thoughts and intentions of the heart. Keep in mind, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Thank you very much for listening. We trust you'll have a great week, and we'll be back again another week.